Today is Monday, August 5th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Work Like a Dog Day. I don't really find that dogs work. So I feel like work like a dog is not a good... It doesn't really make sense, I don't think. Because, again, all my dog does is lay around and sleep all day. It's not like she's coming to me, Daddy, is there any work that I could do? No. There's no work that you can do. There comes the ad. I'm going to have to stop using this site. They don't give you an option to pay. They just show a bunch of ads. Oh, and it covers the whole page. It's ridiculous. It's also National Underwear Day. For those like Big Fatty who don't wear underwear, I guess this is not a day that you're going to celebrate. I don't really understand, again, not wearing underwear because although some could argue, oh, that's very sexy, you know, you're not, I don't know, binding up your genitals. But, you know, things leak. When you, especially as you get older, things leak and you need some extra protection there so that you don't have wet pants or after you pee or other things. So I don't know. It's a sexy thought. It's like, oh, no, he's not wearing underwear. I can just reach my hand down his pants and there's no underwear there. But yeah, there are some logistical things. I don't know. It's also National Oyster Day, and I have not gotten to the point where I will eat oysters. I guess if it was on a chef's table menu, I would eat, well, raw oysters is... When I have a chef's table where they have raw oysters, I'm going to eat them. But it is going to be very difficult for me to do so, because they look... slimy and disgusting, and I don't know. Although I do like boiled okra, and boiled okra is very slimy, so maybe I'll be okay with the sliminess. I don't know. All right, well, let's have a look and see if we have any contact. Although we did have a weekend, and generally there's more content on the weekend than there is, you know, than there is other days. Because during the week right now, I'm just working my butt off. And, yeah. So anyway, we do have a couple of text messages here, so I will go ahead and read those. Blaze in Wisconsin says, you should buy a bamboo 3D printer as your toy. Or, second text message, or a drone for photography. So, both of those are good ideas. I don't know. I feel like a 3D printer would be something that I would print one thing and then it would just sit on my shelf and collect dust. And I probably wouldn't use it anymore. Even like, you know, I'm into 3D modeling, but when I say into 3D modeling, it interests me. I watch YouTube videos about it. And I occasionally open up Blender and try to make a building or something, but it's I made a very simple motion graphic for the Gay Mix intro. You know, it's not even great. Like it could be so much better, but you know, I do off and on, but buying a piece of equipment, I would have to have something that I feel like I need to do with it. And although it sounds interesting and fun, face value, because I do enjoy technology and I do enjoy 3D modeling and I don't know how often I would use it. But it's in the running. I will put it on the list of things to consider. I generally, when I buy technical things, I tend to do things that maybe I could use for podcasting or for streaming or et cetera, something around podcasting, because those are things I podcast at least 5 days a week. And so if it's something related to podcasting, it's an easy purchase for me because I know I'm going to use it. And not that I've always used everything that I've bought. That's not the case. But things filter higher up on the list if I think I'm going to use them more often. A drone is interesting. Because I actually own a drone, but the drone that I own, I can't think of another rhyming word, is alone. No, the drone that I own is the company was bought by another company. The app, I don't think, is supported anymore. I'm not sure how well it works, and I can't really buy replacement parts or anything like that because, again, the company doesn't exist anymore, and I think they've made different models at this point. And it was it's a Parrot drone. And I used it when we did about 5 years ago, Mark and I did a trip. We flew to Las Vegas, and then we rented a car. We rented an SUV, and we drove around Utah, and we went to all these national parks, and I thought that will be the perfect time to do drone footage, and I'll make these wonderful videos, and but what happened was, I was nervous every time I pulled the drone out because all of these places have different rules about whether or not you're actually allowed to fly a drone over them. And for instance, most of the national parks, it's illegal to fly a drone over them. And so unless you have to go and get special permission and get like a license or something, and they're not going to do it just for someone with like a podcast or, you know, and you're going to have to prove to them that you have, I think, a drone. So there are all these hoops that you have to jump through. So I ended up being scared a lot of the time and like, I can't take my drone out here. And then we were driving down the road and we would just stop at random places and I would pull the drone out there. But then we're on the side of the road. I feel people are looking at you and all that kind of, that's one reason it's hard for me to ever, well, of the many reasons, that's one reason that I'll never make a good YouTuber because I don't like to draw attention to myself out in public. And all these YouTubers go out in public with cameras in their face and they're talking to this camera and you know people are noticing them. But anyway, I have thought about buying another, like a DJI or DJI, is it DJI? DJI, I can't, anyway. I've thought about buying one of the nice drones and using it on some of our trips. I even thought about doing it for Norway, and then I ended up just not doing it for whatever reason. But I don't know. It is an interest. I have done it before. I ended up not using any of the drone footage from Utah. That's the other thing. Like, I did record a lot of drone footage, and then I got lazy, and I never went back and used it. One thing I'm looking at is I've been thinking about new cameras for my streaming setup. Because the Blackmagic Studio cameras can be controlled from the video switcher. And one of the problems I have is I can't control my Canon cameras. And the back side of them is where the controls are, and it's facing the wall. And it's hard for me to do white balance or do anything where I need to be in front of the camera and behind the camera at the same time. Because I'm only one person. And so the Blackmagic cameras, I can control them either from the streaming, the ATEM software, or I can control them directly from the ATEM. I think it's mostly the software because like white balance and stuff like that, you need the software for that. But it's something it would allow. So that's a thought that I've had. And the other thing is if I want to do motion graphics and stuff like that on the live stream, I really need, there's a second piece of equipment that you can buy called a HyperDeck that can store and play back recorded animation and video files. It has many, many uses, but one of the uses is for like animated bumpers and, you know, opening, closings, transitions, stuff like that. And that is, and I like to do all of that kind of stuff, including like I've never liked to do the recording of podcasts on a computer. Even though when I started podcasting, that's what I did. But I don't like controlling the routing and the mixing on the computer live because if the computer bogs down and has any CPU issues, you get these clicks and pops and weird stuff in the audio. And so I prefer to do it on a separate piece of hardware that's made specifically for recording audio. The same thing for video. I would rather do something on a dedicated piece of hardware than depend on my computer because if anything happens on the computer, it freezes up, it, you know, whatever the case may be, your video is screwed up. So those are some things that I'm thinking about. Or I could just, oh, a surge protector. Every time the power goes out, well, a battery backup / surge protector for my computers. Because every time the power goes out, which has happened quite a few times here recently, I mean, it can just go out for a split second, but I don't have my computers. None of my equipment is hooked up to battery backups or surge protectors. And so, and I have expensive equipment that could be damaged or whatever. And while I was on my trip to Norway, the power went out. And then I couldn't remote into my computers from Norway, which I had planned to be able to do. Because I have this remote desktop software, and I thought I can remote in and do things that I can't do from my iPad or whatever. But because the power went out, they didn't restart. Most of them, except for one, I couldn't log back into. So I've thought about getting a battery backup or two as well. That's not a very sexy toy, but it is a practical toy. So I don't know. There are a few things. There's some gardening things that I want to do. I don't know. There's even a robotic lawnmower that I've looked at, but that's a very expensive toy, so I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do, but thanks for the ideas. If anyone else wants to give me some ideas, you can certainly text in. Well, we did have a weekend, but I think I ate most of that time up with my response to Blaze. Thanks for the content, Blaze. I think I will wait to talk about the weekend until tomorrow's show. That'll just give us a little bit more content for the week anyway. We have started planning for the Greece cruise. I'll have an update on that tomorrow. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.